Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. And this is your girl, Tanisha Star Davis, your host for tonight. And we're discussing trending topics that's going on in the media right now. Before we get into the show, I briefly just want to let you all know that we have a special, special guest who will be on Stardom 100 Radio this week, this Friday. So I will give you all more notice soon as we can confirm the time, so you all can be sure to tune in. But we will be having actor Woody McClain. Yay! I know, right? So we'll be having actor Woody McClain on our radio show for a live exclusive interview this Friday. So be sure to follow the show so that you can be alerted at the time that we go live, because you definitely do not want to miss this. I don't. I wouldn't. Okay. So follow the show. This is going to be a really, really hot interview with him. And many of you know he played Bobby Brown in the New Edition series on BET. And now they released information that next year they're going to be doing the Bobby Brown story. And Woody McClain will be playing Bobby Brown on that series as well. So we're really excited. You all know we love New Edition. I still love New Edition. You know, I'm still holding on. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it. So anyway, I'm ready. I can't wait. I'm excited. So I'm looking forward to this interview, and I hope you all are as well. So also, let's get into our trending topics. Well, really, really quick, earlier today, Kevin Hart was scheduled to do a radio interview, and it was announced that they felt that Anika Hart, his wife, was going into labor. So everyone got excited, you know, and they thought the baby was on the way. You know, of course, you know how that goes, baby news. Everybody was like, oh, my God, they're about to have their baby, you know. So everybody was really, really, really excited. And of course, you know that they revealed that the baby's name is Kenzo. I hope I said that right, but it's Kenzo. So really cute, you know. But anyway, you know, everybody got excited, so that was trending. However, Kevin Hart did a video, and he announced, letting everyone know that they were not having a baby just yet. They were still waiting, but the baby was not here just yet. And also trending in the news, Tori Hart was saying, you know, she couldn't wait to love on the baby. A lot of people were talking about that because they felt like, okay, you know, ex-wife crazy about the new baby with the woman who was, you know, y'all know what happened with Anika Hart and so forth. So, but anyway, y'all know what was trending. We don't know for real, but you know that it was said that Anika was like the woman that Kevin was, you know, involved. But we don't know. We don't know that. You know what I'm saying? The media is always putting stuff out there, so we don't know. Anyway, everybody was excited about the thought that the baby was underway. You know, we wanted to see the baby pictures and the cute, adorable pictures going up on Instagram and social media, you know. So that's going to be really dope. So congratulations to them. I can't wait to see the baby, too. So anyway, also trending in the news, of course, you all have been seeing it on and on about Meek Mill's court case. I personally just feel they need to go ahead and let him go. Just let him go. Because it's all, the situation is so old. Like, why y'all, you know what I'm saying, holding this man accountable for something that happened so long ago? Like, so I really feel like they should just let him go. Like, I don't see no reason to be holding on to this man, you know what I'm saying, keeping him locked up for something so long. And recently, Meek Mill filed court documents, you know, saying my sentence should be tossed. And I agree, you know, there's a lot of people in the media feel that it should be tossed. On Wednesday, he filed, that's today, you all, just in case you didn't know. But today he filed an argument stating that, you know, his 2 to 4 year prison sentence should be tossed, you know what I'm saying? And I, like I said, I agree that they should just let this man free. Like, really, what's really going on? What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? They said the 2 to 4 year prison sentence appears to be the result of what his lawyers call Judge Brinkley's vendetta against him. It's they're saying, like, you know, she got something against Meek Mill. We don't know what's going on. There were rumors about she wanted him to sign to, you know, check out some label or sign to some label or some crazy going on. So we don't know. But at the end of the day, honey, whatever your problem is, don't hold this to this man. This is this man's life. You know what I'm saying? You can't play with somebody's life. You got this man behind bars. This is life. You know what I'm saying? So I think they need to let him go. Like, seriously, they need to let him go. Also trending in the news happens to be about Charles Manson recently rushed to the hospital. Everybody knows who Charles Manson is, of course. You know, he committed a lot of really, real cruel murders. He was part of a cult. He was a cult leader. You know, he's convicted of a mass murder that happened in California, like, around the late 1960s. It was really, really huge, and he had, like, this cult and so forth. A lot of people were following him. So the issue with Charles Manson, they're stating that they're not expecting him to live. Some sources told TMZ that they're not expecting him to live. So, yeah. So that's another topic that's currently trending. Also, of course, you all have been seeing it over and over about Tyrese. Yes, Tyrese has been, like, the highlight of social media lately. But anyway, he is not only on the ropes emotionally, but financially as well. Tyrese recently submitted legal documents to the court in his ongoing situation with his ex-wife, Norma Gibson, detailing his finances. The actor, who pulls in $105,686 per every month, he says that Tyrese is going through with his finances. He was saying that he's going through with his finances, so he's having a problem, you all. So y'all gotta pray for Tyrese. Tyrese got some issues that he's battling in the court when it comes to his finances, and you know, so we not sure what's going on with that. It's ongoing, of course. But hopefully, my hopes is that situation can get fixed and so forth like that. Also in trending news, Darius McCrary, you all know him from the show Family Matters, issued a statement saying that he can't afford his child support because he's not making a lot of money. He said he's struggling so hard to get a role. He's only made $500 over the last year, according to the documents that he's filed. Darius also says he can no longer afford to pay child support to his estranged wife, Tammy Bronner. In the documents, he said that his most recent acting gig was a 7-day shoot that paid him $125 a day, but he's still waiting on the paycheck. He also said that he owes the IRS $90,000. Now, Wow, and this is the Family Matters star, you know, Darius McCrary. And, you know, he says he's so down and out that he's had to move in with his aunt and uncle. And as for seeing their daughter, he says he can't afford to pay the fee for the court-appointed monitor. His visits have to be monitored because in the past, Tammy had a restraining order. You all remember they were saying that there was abuse and so forth like that going on towards his child. So, you know, it's hard out here for people. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, Darius. You know what I'm saying? It's hard out here. It's really hard out here. I think, you know, everybody trying to do what they can to get by. You know, it's hard out here for Darius, Tyrese. You know, they're having all these situations. There's a lot going on. At the end of the day, people have to remember that these celebrities are still human. Although they're in the spotlight, although they're in front of the big screen and on the red carpets looking good and so forth, they are still human and they still have problems. So, you know, we're just going to keep them all in prayers and so forth like that. But those are your trending topics. Also, again, be sure to follow the show with me, your host, Tanisha, this coming Friday, we will have actor Woody McClay. So if you have questions, you can submit your questions to me, like send them to me in the DM on my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. And let me know what what kind of questions you feel like we should ask him. You know, you're a fan, you know, you got some questions you want to send to Woody. Let me know. Hit me up in my DM on Instagram. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. And be sure after the show to hit that follow button, so you can be alerted with every show episode that we have going on, and you can find out who our next celebrity guest will be, who we're interviewing, who we're talking to, what are we discussing. You can keep up with that. And also, do not forget to get my new book, which is available online now on Amazon, called You're Worth the Wait, because each and every one of you male and female queens and kings are worth the wait. All right, I love you all, and this is your girl, Tanisha Star Davis, and I'm out. Stardom 100 Block Radio. Thanks for tuning in.